You're listening to another great podcast in the Stoplight Network.
This is App Minute, the short form podcast that discusses all things mobile, from apps, cases, headphones, and all things in between. Visit us at appminute.com.
This is Mike Breed of the Stoplight Network, and I'm here to talk to you today about the new OtterBox Armor series for the iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S. Let me tell you, this is one tough phone case. Now, I didn't test it myself because I have an iPhone 5. I gave it to my 13-year-old, and I let him have his way with it with his 4S. Basically, what this case is two pieces. There's a front piece, which is rigid plastic with two metal latches. Looks like they're made of stainless steel. There's a big O-ring around the inside edge of it. Every opening is completely covered in the OtterBox Armor. There's a flap with an O-ring covering up the on-off switch at the top. There's a silicone flap with an O-ring covering up the headphone jack at the very top. The on-off switch is built into the rigid plastic case, and it works pretty well when you depress it. The bottom part where the charger is and the speakers, well, again, there's another silicone flap covering up the charging port, and it has an O-ring around it so that it's completely sealed off from the outside elements. The speaker and the microphone are covered with a semi-permeable mesh that is supposed to let sound through but keep dust and water out. Now, the backside is lined with a silicone foam-like material, and when you put them together, they latch up, and there's a clear cover over the front screen. There are covers over every opening, the home button, the front camera, the sensors are clear plastic. There's clear plastic over the camera lens and the flash and the microphone. Everything is completely sealed with this. So what does this level of protection provide? Well, it's waterproof. You can submerge it for 30 minutes in water up to 6.6 feet deep. The exterior features advanced materials that protect it from drops of up to 10 feet, so it's drop-proof too. There's non-permeable membranes and a protective mesh layer to keep harmful elements out while only allowing sound to pass through. Although in practice, I really have to say that when Sam talked to me on the phone while having this case on his 4S, I had a real hard time understanding him. He sounded very distant and tinny to me, and quite often he had to take his phone out of the case in order for me to hear him. Now, it could very well be that I'm just getting old and my hearing's not as good as it used to be, but I found that to be a little bit annoying from time to time. It's also made of high-strength reinforced plastic that will withstand a crushing force of up to 2 tons. Now, I wouldn't be driving the family truckster over this thing or anything, but it's nice to know that if something falls on it, it's likely to be protected in that situation. That soft interior foam does cushion, and I haven't noticed that it marks up the outside of your iPhone, so I think that does a good job of protecting it. There's a corrosion-resistant metal in the latch. I think it's some kind of alloy of stainless steel, but there's probably some nickel in there, some other metals. And it does latch very securely. Now, the built-in screen protector helps prevent scratches on your screen and damage to your glass display. And it helps, of course, keep the whole thing waterproof. Now, what's good and what's bad about this? Like I said before, this thing is nearly indestructible. It's clearly made for somebody who's going to be outdoors doing a lot of work. Maybe you're a construction worker, a hunter, a fisherman, somebody who's outdoors a lot, a hiker. If you want to protect your phone from the elements, this could very well be the phone for you. Sam dropped several times. It protected it very well. His phone was not damaged whatsoever. I will say it's a bit thick for my tastes. Sam didn't mind the thickness at all. It's a fairly thick case. But again, if you want that level of protection, that's a sacrifice you have to be willing to make. Again, when you have to take the phone out all the time to be understood through it, what happens is when you're constantly opening and closing the metal latches on it, you get little nicks on the plastic along the edge of the metal latch. And Sam didn't like that one bit. And, you know, it's kind of a shame because it is a beautiful, beautiful case. I wish you didn't have to take it out all the time. He also said it was a little tough to get used to the screen protector because there is a slight gap between the screen protector and the actual screen on your iPhone. So what that means is you got to push almost straight down and be very deliberate about your gestures that you make on the screen. Otherwise, it's not going to register. Now, again, it's protecting it very well. But you do have to put up with a little bit more deliberate action when you're typing a text or, you know, trying to do some kind of input on your iPhone screen. So it's a great case. I would say it does its job very well. It protects your phone in extreme conditions. I wouldn't hesitate to take it out hunting or fishing or out in my boat because I know if I accidentally got it wet, it would be fine. So again, this is the OtterBox Armor Series. I would say I would give this a MyMac review rating of 8 out of 10. While it does a great job protecting your phone, it's hard to hear people through it, and it's a little bit thick for my personal taste. But again, that's a personal preference. So again, if you're interested, take a look at it at OtterBox.com. It's the Armor Series. It's for the iPhone 4 and for the 4S. It goes for $99.95, and it's an expensive case. But again, if you're looking for that level of protection, that's what you're going to have to pay, I think. So this has been Mike Breed for the App Minute Podcast and the Stoplight Network. Thanks for listening.
Mike Breed is the name. App Minute is the game.
Thanks, Mike. It's really great that you can get your son involved in working on our reviews here for appminute.com. Well, I've got my buddy Sean O'Neill, and he's testing something called the Runner, R-U-N-N-U-R, and we'll have all our links at the appminute.com website. Their webpage is gorunner.com, G-O-R-U-N-N-U-R, gorunner.com. And you can buy the Runner either as a single piece of equipment, or you can buy it in a combo. So go to their website to see what some of the pricing and the options are. The basic Runner is $45, and you can, for instance, get the Super Combo for $120, two runners, two cases, and two totes. But it's basically a shoulder strap that has compartments in it for your different devices. So that's where you could put that OtterBox case when you're out hiking, fishing, and mountain climbing. Here's what Sean says. I like how light the Runner is. It helps to be light for when you load things into the compartments. It doesn't add any extra weight. The Runner fits comfortably around my shoulder, hip, and chest. And he's a pretty big guy. So if he can get it to fit, and he has the standard one, he doesn't have the jumbo. If he can get it to fit, that means it'll fit just about anybody. It doesn't rub and make my hikes or walks uncomfortable in any way. I like all the different sizes and designs of the compartments, how they make it real easy to carry all my things, wallet, keys, phone, and water bottles when I'm out on the trails. You've got to have water when you're here in southern Arizona, out in the desert. I like having this Runner for when I'm out hiking and walking. I don't like having to carry things in my pockets because that makes me uncomfortable with things banging around in my pockets. The Runner allows for a smooth and more enjoyable hike or walk. I recommend this to all my friends and all of our listeners here at App Minute. A really well-made product, for sure. Oh, thanks a lot, Sean. I've got one also, and I was waiting to get your review before I get it out of the shrink wrap. So I think Nemo, who's a much skinnier body type, will definitely be using the Runner also for hiking and for exploring.
This is App Minute with John Nemo.
Both the OtterBox iPhone case that Mike talked about and the Runner hands-free carry-all that Sean told us about are really the result of very clever and very sensible creative design. There's a company called Just Mobile. Their website is JUST-MOBILE, just-mobile.com. And they use some amazing design. They have a product which is a portable iPad stand called the Just Mobile Slide, S-L-I-D-E. It's incredibly simple and beautifully designed. It takes a single piece of high-quality aluminum and a single cylinder of very high-density rubber, and you place your iPad not in a case or in a stand. You take your iPad commando or naked, set it in the cushioned groove at the bottom, and then you roll this rolling cylinder, this heavy rubber cylinder behind it, and it allows you to position your iPad at any angle, horizontal, vertical, portrait, landscape. It's $40. Some people would say, hey man, this is a solution in need of a problem. No, we used this yesterday in my iPad for beginner's class, and people were actually clamoring to take their precious iPads out of their cases so they could see how they could use the Just Mobile slide to get their iPad at exactly the angle they want when they're working on a project or viewing a movie or reading their email, looking at YouTube, listening to music. The clever part, in addition to the design and the construction, is that the rubber cylinder slides itself into an exact cylinder hole in the back. You've got to go to the website from our links at appminute.com to check this out. So thank you for beautiful design, OtterBox, Runner, and Just Mobile. We appreciate the good work you're doing for those of us in the App Minute community, and we'll be back again as soon as we can. John Nemo, signing off.
I'm Elisa Pacelli.
I'm Suzette Gilbert.
I'm Vicki Stokes.
And we're the three geeky ladies.
You could be watching Hoarders.
Or you could be reading 50 Shades of Grey.
You could be ghost hunting.
Or you could be listening to the three geeky ladies.
So put down that book, shut off the TV, and turn on your iPod.
And listen to the three geeky ladies. Find us on iTunes under the Stoplight Network.